Hello, this is Stephanie.
And Genesee.
And you're listening to WTF is Up with Gen Z, the podcast where we explore teen life in the digital era. Today, we are joined by Owen.
Hey.
Owen, I'm going to ask you a good starting question.
Okay, shoot.
Who are you?
My name's Billy Bob Thornton. I've grown up from rural Topeka, Kansas, and I was a wheat farmer there for more than 4 years of my life, and I like to shuck corn.
We heard back in Kansas you had an interesting relationship, and that's what we're here today to talk about with you.
Well, interesting would be an interesting word to define that relationship.
Yeah. Okay. So, Genesee, do you have a question?
All right. I guess I'll start with, how did you start dating? And were electronics involved?
Oh, how did I start dating? I would have been 12. And I think it was a girl asked me to one of the dances in middle school. And then at that point, you know, like, you're, like, I'm a middle schooler, so you go, what the heck is going on? And you're just cruising. And I definitely think it now, especially, electronics definitely, I wouldn't say aid, but I don't also think they hinder. They're kind of just there. I mean, like, they kind of just replace human interaction nowadays. Yeah, so, like, people, they won't really ask you in person or, you know, they don't really like to go out and date. Like, now an idea of a date is, like, let's watch a movie. No, I hate those dates. I think they're terrible. I'd rather spend time with people and the person that I'm actually meant to go on the date with. So, as a 12-year-old kid, my idea of fun was mini golfing. So I took her out on a mini golf date, and I think she beat me. Yeah, I think she did. I'm not very good at mini golf, and so I think that develops over the years. You know, now I make money, so now I take them out and like food and like. Hopefully when I get a car, we'll maybe go, I don't know, like, I want to go hiking. I feel like hiking the Niagara Gorge would be a sweet date to do, but...
In Kansas.
And Kansas. Walk back through some crop fields. The corn maze? Oh, I'll take her on a corn maze.
That's what
that
I was just thinking.
Really fun.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay.
Corn mazes, woo!
Corn mazes. Okay. So... I don't actually have a question. Can we start over?
My Kansas bit was comedic gold.
Can we start over? You should just leave this whole part in.
Just having like a mental...
I told you, this is going to be filled with laughs.
Bubble.
You know, Topeka, Kansas.
We're trying to have a more casual episode.
Yeah.
This is casual.
New for us.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of...
You know what? Just vibe.
Vibe check.
Vibe check.
Today we're joined by Owen, who's from Kansas, but he's actually not from Kansas. He's been through. How many relationships?
Six, I would consider real relationships.
That's pretty cute.
And how long did those last? Average.
Oh.
Average.
3 to 4 months.
All right. Solid, solid, solid. Do you find it's easier to be in a relationship with someone that goes to your school or doesn't go to your school?
Doesn't? Mm-hmm. I think somebody who goes to your school tries to analyze everything that you do. So if you talk to, let's say I'm a dude, so if I talk to a girl, it's immediately assumed, oh, I'm flirting with that girl. No, I'm actually just giving her homework answers because she asked for my homework answers. And also, I feel like separation and being still, even though a relationship is about two people being with each other, I definitely think relationships still, you still need your own independency. And I think that's what nowadays hinders some relationships. Everybody tries to be all cute, like, let's hang out 24/7. No, if I don't want to hang out with you, you got to respect that I have, like, other friends that I want to hang out with. So, I don't know. Definitely other schools. I've only ever dated one girl from Amherst, so, yeah.
Now you know what school Owen goes to.
Woo! I love Amherst. Most times.
Most times.
Except the food.
Yeah, never had it.
I haven't had it since middle school. All right. According to your opinion, what age is appropriate to start dating?
I don't know if it's age. I think it's more of a maturity question.
That's exactly what we said.
Yeah, I some, you know, some 11-year-old kids might have the maturity of a 14-year-old kid, but also a 14-year-old kid might have the maturity of a 9-year-old. So I think it varies. I think if as long as you are willing to go through a journey with somebody like that and experience that and have that person as, like, your complement to, like, your chocolate to your vanilla or something like that, so, you know? So I think as long as you have that and you're ready for that, I think you can do it with whoever, whenever you feel right.
And when do you, like, how would you balance, I guess, a relationship with school? Like, where is the...
I would say, if I was putting into the numbers, maybe 66-33 in favor of school. Because at the end of the day, school comes first. School's your job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that as a young teenager or whoever you are, school, if you're going to college, like, you're still in school. Like, that's what's... the end of the day, that's what you're going to do with the rest of your life. And I think people are, unfortunately, are... undefined. Like, you don't know how long they're going to be there for, or what's going to change, or what's going on. And I guess it's the same for school, but school, you always know is going to be in your path if that's the path you want to go down. So I definitely think school factors, and probably most teenagers are like, if you get bad grades, you're not going out anywhere. So
yeah,
if you need good grades to even have a social life,
that's true.
Because if you don't do your grades, then your parents are like, ah, you can't leave.
Grounded.
Yeah. All right, yeah, speaking of parents and family, when you first started dating, how did your parents react? Were they supportive, or did they just not
care? I actually
kept
it secret. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell them until my sixth relationship, because my parents are kind of judgy.
Yeah.
They don't... Also, I'm very independent, so I think... you know, as long as you, I think it's a more of a testament to how comfortable the person is if I introduce them to my parents. So,
yeah,
I'm flirting with you for however long and we date for however long, if you're introduced to my parents, that means I'm totally comfortable with you and like seeing a side of me that most people don't get to see. So I think that's big. Meanwhile, how do parents factor into my relationships? Not really. I think parents are very, you know, like leeway-ish. You need some leeway. I think parents have to respect you and, like, that you chose this person to be in their life, in your life. And, yeah, I think if they don't support you...
Thank you, computer.
Thanks, computer. If they don't support you, then, you know, that sucks, but that's your decision to make at the end of the day, because it is, unfortunately, your life, or fortunately.
Yeah,
that's a very good point. I feel like a lot of parents kind of think that you are their property in a way. I'm not going to say mine do. I'm not going to say mine don't. But the whole, like, we are our own humans. Even if I came out of your body, that doesn't mean I'm yours because I came out. Therefore, I'm in my own person. I feel I personally have some struggles with that. Where, yeah.
Yeah, and with parents having input and being judgy, I can definitely agree with that. Within, like, 1 month of dating my last and first boyfriend, my mom wanted me to break up with him for something that just didn't matter, but ended up not breaking up with him because
it doesn't factor. It's not like you're you and you know what you feel.
Yeah, and it was a stupid reason, too, that she thought that wasn't... Yeah. So... Yeah.
So right now, we're going to take a quick break from our sponsor. Sponsors help us keep continuing making this podcast and allow us to invest and make the podcast better and better. So allow the sponsor to take place, Aura, which means now.
And don't judge us like your parents might judge your relationships.
All right. We are back. Owen, you've been through 6 relationships, let's recap, and How has that taken a... You say that they're kind of like your partner in a way. Your chocolate to your vanilla. They come with you, you know?
Yeah.
How has that affected you as a person?
I think every relationship, there's a lesson to be learned. I think it's through a relationship with anybody, no matter if it's a girlfriend or a boyfriend or any significant other, or if it's your best friend, or if it's just your coworker, I think there's always a lesson to be learned just through anybody, because everybody has their own experiences. So... like, I think every lesson you've learned, you learn to grow and, I guess, learn from those. Like, learn is the word of the day. And take in those experiences and make them your own. And I think, like, for my first relationship, I learned that loyalty is going to be a virtue. I think loyalty is a virtue in any relationship ever. You cannot have a relationship without loyalty. I think if somebody's disloyal to you or unloyal to you, or I guess doesn't really care about you in a way, I think that automatically like knocks your relationship down a bit. And so I was cheated on with my first relationship, and that's when I learned, like, all right, so like this is the real deal. Like, this bleeping sucks. And I think that's a lesson to learn. Like, you always have to be honest, and I think you always have to be loyal to anybody. So, I guess you just have to hope to get better as life goes on.
And how have each relationship specifically taken a toll on your mental health, I guess?
I would say more than others, some of the effect of my mental health. Like, others, I think I blindly walked into things. Others, I think I knew it wasn't going to work out, but I did it anyways just because I liked the person. And I guess that's a horrible mindset to have walking into it, but at the end of the day, you know who the people are. So I think, I guess I wasn't, like, I didn't know it was going to happen. I guess I was preparing myself. Especially now, I'm 6 for 6 with cheating. I've had every single one of my relationships I've been cheated on. So now I walk into it knowing that if I do get cheated, I probably won't be hurt unless I truly, truly care for somebody. So I think that's, I guess it's kind of bad that you always have to walk in preparing yourself for somebody to not be totally devoted to you in like a way that you want them to. But like, at the end of the day, that's not your fault. That's their fault for doing that and making you feel that way.
So how do you think mental health paired together works? Because obviously you're taking on someone else's emotional problems on top of your own. Have you felt strained by that, or has it helped you grow stronger? I mean, probably a mix of both.
Yeah, I think mental health is the most important factor of any health. I think mental health, like anything, like emotional health, physical health, social health, stems from your mental health. Like, if you're, let's say you are obese and you want to slim down, you're not going to have the determination if you don't have the mental health. If you want to talk more and be more active and hang out more and you just don't want to do it, that's your mental health. If you want to be emotionally sound and you don't have the grind to, you know, work on yourself and, like, be more, you know, happy and less dark, then that, again, that also goes back to your mental health. So I think mental health automatically is the foundation of who you are. So I think mental health is a big issue, and I think if you take on too much of other people's pain, you lose sight of what yours is. And if you carry a load that you probably shouldn't carry, and that deters from what you are trying to reach with yourself, then it's not really the best thing to do. But if you can help them and they trust you with that load, and you can still work on you while you help them, then that's one of the best feelings in the world, to know that you've helped somebody, like, brighten their day or life, or you don't know how long, but just so you make that positive impact on them on a time where they feel just pain and vulnerability. I think that's huge.
And would you also, like, stand behind the idea that in order to go into a relationship, you have to have a good mental health, or do you think you can build that up from a relationship?
No, I definitely think you can build it up. I think trust can be earned, respect can be earned. I think all that is earned. I don't think it's started with. Because everybody's a little uneasy when you're, like, first starting out. And I think a relationship, like, if a relationship's bad at first, I do have the mindset that it's only going to get worse as you grow closer. And maybe it will. I don't know. I haven't experienced that yet. But I always think a relationship should grow and get 10 times better, because at the end of the day, you're sharing more experiences with that person, and then you also love the experience that you've previously had with them. So I think that's great.
So you kind of have established that you like to be with one person and devote yourself to that person, and you like to have that reciprocated. Why do you think you feel that way?
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of an outlier nowadays. So a lot of people, like, the hookup culture is wild. Like, I don't get how people can just run around and, like, oh, I'm gonna make out with you, and then I'm gonna go do XYZ with this person 2 days later because I met a fucking rager. Like, that, oh, it's a rager, bro. And, like, I also think, like, I don't know, I guess I'm just old school in that fact, that, you know, I guess we're together for life, if we go that far. So I think why, and obviously we're young, but I think obviously you have to start building that foundation. So if you're not loyal to me now, there's no way in hell you're going to be loyal to me 15 years down the road, so.
And when it comes to dating, like, when you start dating someone, do you feel the need to, like, immediately, I don't know how to word this, like, think of them as somebody you could spend the rest of your life
with?
Yes,
because if you don't, then why are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because if you're just there just for them now, then you're just misleading them on. But unless you think, oh, possibly, like, I don't see it, but maybe, but I probably could, then go for it. But if you're sitting there and you're like, no, this is never going to happen, and I never want it to happen, why are you doing it to that person? Because they're probably thinking the exact opposite you are.
I feel like in some people's cases, you could be thinking, like, people aren't always going to be around the entire time, so sometimes you make just regular friends, just to have friends. Like, you're not expecting it to be a lifelong friendship. But, I mean, a relationship usually is, I guess, defined as more of those best friends. So I guess I agree with you on that point, that you should be willing to put in the effort. Because if you're saying, like, it's going to end before it has even started, then I guess you're not really...
Like, you're not devoted to it.
Yeah, you're not trying. Yeah. Like, that's kind of stupid. It's like half-assing something.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't like just jumping from a different complete
You've
topic.
Done it every episode, Jesse.
I know, but I just feel bad doing that. All right, so I guess I'm going to ask another question with electronics, because I have this here. Mm-hmm. So when you're dating someone after you've already established your relationship, when do you think, we might have already touched this, I don't even remember, but like FaceTiming or texting, does that add to your relationship at all, or could you be seeing that person in person at that time?
I think texting is more of a quick thing. I think FaceTiming is great. I do. I think FaceTiming, like, sometimes you just may not have a ride or something, and I feel like if you're all... But I'm not a big fan of FaceTiming in you guys, and the screen says pause for an hour and a half because you're not looking at each other, and you're playing Mario Kart or looking at each other's stories or something. I feel like if you're FaceTiming, you gotta do it right. You gotta be one-on-one and, like, devoted to each other, staring into each other's eyes and just giggling at the stupidest things. I think that's adorable, but, like, a dimple or, like, a mole that somebody has on their nose, or maybe, like, an eyebrow hair is a little, like, just a little too much out of order, but...
The person you're FaceTiming?
Yeah, because
or
you're
yourself, you're looking at yourself. Oh,
I see.
And I think that's great if you, like, are able to giggle and laugh about your own imperfections, and if they want to spend that time with you on FaceTime, great. But if they're, like, talking to other people and yada, 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 and they're, like, whatever, that's not really me. If I'm going to FaceTime you, I want to FaceTime you and talk to you and see you. Otherwise, I just text you.
Yeah, so then I guess you take FaceTiming as more like a date, I guess?
No, I just think... I just think it's more, I think it's more official than texting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, I don't think FaceTime's a date. I think dates are in person. But I guess we call it out of person date, or just the closest thing you can get to a date when they're not right next to you.
In our episode about relationships, Stephanie and I discussed our idea of a first date and what it should be in a way. So what are your thoughts?
Oh God. Oh, so I'm old school. I always think you gotta take them out for food. The guy always has to take the bill, or whoever asked. Nowadays, I think it's who should be whoever asked, unless you both mutually decide that you want to split the bill. But I think, oh, I asked, I'm gonna treat them my treat. I'm buying them food. Or a great date is really something where you can have an experience with each other and let them, like, grow, like, let them see into you. Like, I don't think, like, a great first date is a movie because you're not spending that time with somebody. But if a great, I think, like, going for food is a great first date because you're talking with them and you're, like, I think the whole representation of sharing a meal is, like, if you're sharing a meal that's, like, where you relax and you're supposed to be comfortable with somebody, but, like, or if you do something that you, like, that you really love, like, or they really love to show that you're making the effort, I think that's out of this world one of the better ideas. Like, let's say your person really likes soccer games, so you buy them, you guys tickets to their favorite soccer team, right? And then you get to experience who they are and the things that they support almost and, like, believe in and enjoy, and then you still also get to be right there next to them at a sporting event, because, like, obviously a sporting event there's not much talking compared to a movie, but compared to a movie there's more talk.
Because, yeah, like, point. Yeah.
Yeah. So I also, like, I don't know, at the mini golf's pretty solid. You're both having a fun activity. And yeah, I always go for the food because I think I just think it's simple, but around here all we have is Denny's, so.
Would you consider yourself a socially awkward person?
Yes.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, because in our podcast, we were discussing how a movie would make sense, because, at least for the first one, because then it's like, if things get too awkward, you always have that movie to draw back on, I guess, but
well, everybody,
I think a sporting event makes sense, too.
Everybody carries a movie around on their phone all day.
So are you suggesting, like,
like, if anything gets too awkward, just pull up something on your phone and show them. Everybody carries around a digital screen. It's literally, like, the digital anti-awkward repellent.
I mean, that's a good point. Unless you pull out your phone and start texting someone, then that's wrong. That's a little more awkward.
But, like, if you're like, oh, like, here, let me show you this, and it's, like, a picture of your dog. Boom. It's not awkward anymore.
Conversation topic.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you, how well do you know the person before you ask them on the first date?
I probably talk to him a little longer than most people do. I tried to go for a month. I'm really slow and cautious these days, but I don't like to, oh, you're hot, I think you're physically attractive, so I'm going to date you. No, it doesn't matter to me if you're physically attractive. I'm going to spend the time to get to know you, and I'm going to see how you act not around me. I'm going to see how you act with your friends and how you act with people who are your superiors, because at the end of the day, I'm getting all of you, not a part of you. I'm getting all of you. So, and if I want to be comfortable with sharing all of me, I want to be comfortable with all of you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you take your relationships a lot more seriously than I think a lot of people do.
Oh yeah. Way more. I'm not scared to admit that either. I think.
Yeah.
It's also, it makes things a lot more complicated too, I think. Because, like, most people are just like, I just want to have sex or whatever. I just want to go to a movie. I'm like, all right, go ahead. Just, you won't see me there.
So I guess the reason, what is one of the main reasons you go into a relationship?
If you're comfortable with that person, I think is huge. And I also think there has to be attraction, but I think if you feel comfortable exposing yourself to them to a different point than your best friends, then that's when I consider, oh, maybe I should, you know, ask this girl on a date. Mm-hmm. Or whether you're a girl and you're like, oh, maybe I would, you know, consider dating this guy or something like that. I don't know. I think it's I think it also depends very, very, very differently for every different person. Like, some people are just like, oh, yeah, if they like The Flash, I'm going to date them. I love The Flash. You know? Some people just need that one common thing, and then they can just shoot off like a rocket. I think I have to be you know, like, 100%, like, oh, this is a person that I could feel comfortable around with and, like, just be myself. I don't have to put on a facade every day or something like that. This is a person that, you know, I think will love me for the raw, unfiltered me and not some gallivanting dude who walks around the hallway.
Yeah, I would say for me, like you, I kind of pride on the human interaction aspect of that, like the personality, like who you are as a person versus, yeah. I guess, just that appearance or just dating just to date,
and also,
I guess.
Now guys are toxic, let's be honest.
Some of them.
Yeah, most of them are.
Elaborate.
Well, no shots against the guys, but a lot of guys' physical attraction nowadays, I think. And I also think it's starting to happen with girls too. I think girls are a little less socially vulnerable to that, but I think guys, we're a lot more vulgar and just testosterone, I guess. And, like, you know, you could walk down the hallway and I guarantee you if we listened for 5 minutes, we could hear somebody talking about a girl's ass or something like that. Like, and it's pretty bad that they're objectified like that. Like, oh, they have to have an ass so I can date them or something like that. But I think it's different when you can just be like, oh, I really like your laugh, or oh, I really like your smile. And I think that's what I think, and that's what I think most people think they think. And I guess I just dug myself in a hole there, but, you know, some girls say, oh, I'm really into personality, but then I'm looking at you and I've looked at all the people you've dated or hooked up with or whatever, and it's all the hot, popular guys. And maybe you really like their personality, or you just really like that they're hot and popular. I don't know. I guess it's all down to the person, I guess. I don't know. I feel like, generally speaking, guys are physical. I'd say 90% physical. And I'd say girls are 80% physical.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess.
Do you think that's, like, a cultural change, or has it always been like that, you think? It just has been less...
I think it's always going to change. I think it's going to be fluctuating with the times, you know? Just context of the world you're in. Now, like I've already said, the hookup culture is big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and you don't get to really know anyone on a personal level when you're just hooking up with them.
I'm in the back of a quiet room in a party, like...
Yeah.
High school party, senior year, I'm going to hook up with somebody. I don't think that's a relationship.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
And I guess another aspect that could probably have helped this is, like, the evolution of dating apps where you're, or
you're just swiping,
even, like,
right.
Even just, like, yeah, exactly.
I know people that just swipe right on everybody.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that, because you're already deciding if you want to date them just based on their personality.
Yeah.
Because then you have also,
or,
like,
not their personality.
Like, the age of home models, I guess. How does that, for lack of a better word, like, the
Instagram
like, you just... It's just modeling the entire thing. Like, it's just, like, putting a picture of yourself. It's turned more physical than it has into personality.
Mm-hmm.
I think those could be contributing factors.
Yeah. And I feel like if two physical people meet each other, I feel like you're great. You're going to go very far. But if one's physical and one's mental, I think you might have some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's got to be a common ground that you guys have to meet. And if you don't meet that, I think you guys are ultimately doomed to fail.
And on that note... Let's get a brief interruption from our future Stephanie and Jency, who are reporting the news.
Yep.
See you then.
See ya.
So we're back.
So we're back.
So
we're back.
We're back. And we just discussed, what it takes to start dating someone, almost physical, mental, emotional, that sort of stuff. I'm not forgetting my question. That's not happening right now. Oh, yeah, okay. So with the people that you've dated, since they didn't go to the same school as you, how did you meet them and how did you talk to them so much?
Good question.
Friends. I think friends are very important. I have friends from all over schools, especially middle school friends who've gone to Catholic schools or private schools or homeschool even. I think social media has a great aspect in helping you meet people. And I feel social media has a great impact with helping you get to know people. I think I definitely think that you should hang out with them in person more than you talk to them over social media. But social media is also a great thing where you can, like, always see, oh, hey, they just posted in there in Costa Rica or something like that. But my first five relationships I've met through friends. And one went to Narden, two went to Nichols, the fourth one now lives in Colorado, and the other one's homeschooled. So you just meet them everywhere. Like, one girl I met at Target. I was making a Target run, and I've reached for the last, my mom uses specific coffee creamer, and she's like, damn it, I need that coffee creamer. I was like, oh, here, take it, I'll just get two small ones. She's like, oh, thanks. And then we just kind of hit it off, and we went on the rest of the Target run together. So
that's actually really
that. Yeah.
Okay. So, would you consider yourself an extrovert or an introvert?
Oh, introvert. I just
think what? Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I just think.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I'd rather. I think spending a time with yourself is much more important than spending a time with other people.
Like, I just met this girl in Target. We hit it off, and I'm an introvert.
Oh yeah, but like, it wasn't. I'm. Doesn't mean I did the talking though. Like, she just said, I was like, I just felt bad that I took the last coffee creamer. And then she was like, oh, do you want to help me for the rest of it? I was like, sure. Like, really under my breath. And it was, I don't know, I enjoyed it. It was funny.
Like, I just feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah, you know, same.
You might meet your dream soul.
Target.
Like, Target, you know? Or if they're really fancy, they might say Target, so.
That's what my dad says.
Target is a joke. Yeah, I feel like we're both really introverted. Well, okay, we're not really introverted,
but
we're
I also think some people are introverted around new people, but once you get to know them, they're very extroverted.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, with you guys, I'm very extroverted, but to a new person that I just met at Target because they needed my French vanilla coffee creamer, I'm just this dude who took your French vanilla coffee creamer.
I think I'm introverted a little longer than you might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least, yeah. All right. What are your impressions of Stephanie and Genesee?
One at a time or together as a duo?
One at a time, I guess. That's
a strange question.
Yeah. Stephanie and Genesee could be conjoined. I don't know. Don't look at me.
What?
No,
I said Stephanie's question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Not yours.
Wait, mine was an interesting question?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering.
First impressions?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
First impressions. Would have been 7th grade, and you were...
Actually, we met in 6th grade, incorrect. We
yes,
were in the same social studies class.
But I really didn't care about who you were back then.
Yeah, that's not very nice.
You were just the annoying girl who got mad that I beat her on every social studies test. And then it would have been 7th grade when I got to know who you were because you were mad that everybody switched and started playing Xbox with me on the Xbox One and you still had an Xbox 360.
I was one of those people, except I just didn't have Xbox Live either.
And so I kind of, like, just kind of copped your friend group a little bit, to be honest with you.
Yep.
But, you didn't like me for a while there, did you?
I didn't... That was not the reason I liked you. You just weren't particularly nice.
Oh, no, I'm a dick. But I thought you were very smart. I also think you're very, I guess confident would be the word, but more like grr.
Like, grr?
Like grr. Like standoffish. There we go. Standoffish. Like, I'm better than you. I'm gonna show it. Like, that sort of thing. Yeah.
I don't try
honestly,
it.
Oh, I like
oof,
it.
Oof, oof.
I think you're very sweet, though, so there you go.
Thanks.
I think you're sweet.
That's like the thing where you're supposed to, like, hit them with a hard comment, then, like, fluff it up with, like, the sandwich thing.
Compliment.
Yeah.
Compliment. Bad compliment.
I think you're very funny, but in a different way than everybody else. So I think that's what gives you your charm. And
sick.
Sick.
And I think the one word, if I had to describe Stephanie Froebel in one word, it would be quirky.
She a little quirky dough.
Jenith. Oh, Jenith.
Who are you?
I would say we didn't really get to know each other until freshman year of homeroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, I knew who you were, but I kind of just thought you were her sidekick for a while.
Okay. Fair.
But I think you're one of the goofiest people I think I've ever met. And you are so hysterical. And I think your hairstyle is sick. And
thank you. If you don't know and you're a listener, check out our Instagram.
WTF Gen Z. Check it out.
At.
Yeah,
obviously. Yeah. But I thought you were very funny, and Sam always had some inside jokes too that I didn't really understand. So he does.
I don't even know the inside jokes. Oh, Jesus. I guess they're that inside. That secret.
But I guess I came friends with you guys because I came friends with your friends. So
that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
and that's the way things work out.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's cool. I like that.
Like relationships, cool, like you can meet people through friends.
Wow, look at that.
Full circle.
Wow.
What's your first impression of Owen Grubb?
First impression of Owen Grubb. Owen Grubb, sixth grade.
I would have had glasses back then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You looked exactly like this other kid.
Quebec.
That's when we became good friends.
Yeah, Quebec was a banger. Yeah, I loved Quebec.
Quebec was great. I miss Quebec.
Owen Grubb.
Grubb.
Sixth grade.
OG Grubbigans.
I remember in elementary school even, you looked exactly like this other kid. I'm not going to say their name.
Gavin Bryans.
Yes, exactly. You looked exactly like them. And I got confused.
I didn't
Sixth
know
grade,
difference.
I remember we sat at a table with two other people, and
I beat you on every social studies test.
Yeah, I wasn't good at social studies. Okay, misconception. I'm not good at social studies. But you should still use all my Quizlets, everyone.
I do.
Good.
I use them too.
But anyways, you were not very nice.
No, probably wasn't.
Okay, so I didn't like you for like a solid 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
It's probably solid.
Yeah.
It's probably warranted.
But then
too.
I decided I wasn't gonna hate you anymore.
Oh yay!
But then you were mean to me again. So and for the past, I think like year or so maybe, I decided not to hate you anymore.
Oh thanks.
Wow. Yeah, because, like, you can be nice.
I'm a sweetheart.
When you're not mean.
Yeah. If you catch me in a good mood, I'm a real sweetheart.
Yeah,
but...
see, look, I feel like we've become better friends this year.
Yeah.
And you've been less mean.
Well, I'm just trying to be less mean in general. I think there's too much negativity in the world. So.
Yeah, so it's
I think
good.
At the bottom of the day, that starts with you. So if that starts with me, I'm being less mean.
Yeah. I don't think you were trying to be mean either.
No,
just,
I'm
like,
very,
you're
I think I'm also very standoffish.
You could be.
It's
4:30. Thank you.
Thanks,
computer.
Thank you, computer.
I also think I have a very, I guess, I hate the word, but I have a very, like, definitive swagger to me.
I would say that's an accurate
swagger.
Description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I
the Pokemon
like
move.
Thought, I felt like in sixth grade and stuff, you thought you were cooler than everyone.
Oh, I was the shit in sixth grade. I was the bomb.com.
Sure.
Yeah.
I was the coolest kid on the block. Like, what do you mean?
Sure.
Yeah, all right. Are you done with
your question? I guess I'm done. But you're a good person.
Aw, thanks.
Now you are. You've matured.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll take that.
As for my first impression, I literally have no memory of you until freshman year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I knew who you were from John, mostly.
Yeah.
But, like,
JP.
I had never talked to you.
Check him out, JP the Fuzz on YouTube.
Yes.
The ARC video is the best, just saying.
The what
That's
one?
The one
the
you're
ARC
in,
video.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I sing in that one.
Didn't watch it, I just know that. That's
or there's the famous, rims are friends, not food, or something like that. I think I said I ate a basketball rim at one point. Seventh grade Owen was interesting, okay? We're talking about the kid who played volleyball with a beanbag crab every day to start off his day.
Like a little crab thing?
Yeah, like a beanie baby crab.
I have one of those.
Yeah, we used
and
to play... at the end of the... It was our homeroom. You can ask JP and Sam about it, but...
Oh, I remember that. I remember walking crab by ball. Your homeroom and you just crab like.
And we would have, like, by the end of the day, at the end of the year, we'd have set rules. And, like,
that was in ball, the chorus room, right?
Yeah. Crab ball became a thing. Like, it was a thing. Wow. There was, like, you couldn't spike it. If it went in the garbage can, you were out for the day. That was your penalty. If you hit the projector, you were out for the week. And it was.
Wow.
It was very, very funny.
That's really
and
intense.
I kind of miss it. But if you go to Miss. What's her name? Is it Ayer nowadays? Miss, what's Miss Scudder's new name?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it's Miss Ayer. You can see a 7th grade, just post-puberty Owen.
Like in a photo?
In a photo with that homeroom with the crab.
All right, Josie, are you going to continue your impressions of Owen?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh,
sorry.
No, it's okay.
You just want a tangent about a crab.
I fucking love that crab.
I guess freshman and sophomore year, I got to know you better. Specifically during Quebec, I think.
Quebec was...
I know, I miss Quebec so much. But, yeah, you're a very nice person. Definitely charismatic.
Is that a bad or a good thing?
Good thing.
Yay!
And you didn't really come off as introverted either.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't get that for a long shot.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but I think that's because, you know, I think that's because, like, y'all friends with my friends, so I just automatically assumed, oh, you guys were chill.
I feel like you're just social with everyone
now.
You're not chill?
No, we have.
Would you
no
consider
chill.
Yourself what? Hot?
that was a pun.
No, but I definitely think that you're very social with everyone.
Oh, I'm social. That doesn't mean I'm socially awkward. I think
you said you were socially awkward earlier this podcast.
Yeah, I think just because I'm social doesn't mean I'm not socially awkward. Because social awkwardness depends on the person you're being social with. Because, like, I'm pretty chill with all, like, the nerds and the geeks. But, like, if I'm talking to the hot popular people.
But you do, though.
Yeah, but I'm totally different around them. Like, I can barely speak.
Hmm.
This is about school. That I can go, but, like, because I give them all the homework answers, but.
So is that your way in? Give them the homework answers?
Oh, no. They couldn't even tell you my name. I just give it to them.
I feel like they can.
Yeah.
Probably not.
In our grade, at least.
Oh, in our grade, because I've given it to them for, like, 5 years.
Yeah, I know everybody's
name. True, true, true. Jesse, do you have a question?
I could find one.
Janice.
John.
I don't know. How'd that name start? That's a question.
Sam.
Yep. There you go. It's my best friend, guys.
I don't know.
Bestie
you just
for
started
the
calling me Jenneth. Because they wanted a nickname, and I was like, you can't call me Jen for reasons. Jenna's just weird. Jenny, no. And then he was like, Jenneth. And I was like, okay.
I'd call you Cece.
Cece?
Yeah, like Jenna C. But just CC.
I've never heard CC before.
Hey,
CC,
how you doing?
Hey, CC, how you doing?
Stephanie and CC on. And then people won't think it's Genesee.
Be...
WTF is up with Genesee. That's just about me.
So many people have thought the podcast was just about me. Alright, I have a question. Obviously, extremely off topic. We talked about it a long time ago.
Okay.
But, before I get into that, we should take a brief break to hear a word from our sponsors. So stay tuned to hear my really cool question. All right, we're back in.
Are you unzipping your pants?
Yeah, I have these little like things right here, so I fidget with them.
Huh. All right. We're back. Jesse, what's your question?
Okay, so we really briefly mentioned the whole topic of flirting, and Stephanie and I took a good... moment.
Flirting. Let's talk about flirting.
Yeah, we talked about it
Let's
in our
talk
episode.
About that.
So, Owen, how would you define flirting?
That's interesting because I think there's different techniques to flirting. I don't know. For some reason, I think about this a lot. Don't ask me. I think flirting is when two people who show basic attraction to each other converse.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a very, that's a, like,
yeah.
It's a good, simple definition.
That could be, like,
it's
the
concise.
Scientific definition.
Yeah, the science. You see that on, like,
two people
Google?
That have basic attraction converse.
What are your methods of said flirting.
Do not slide into the DMs. I think sliding in the DMs is terrible to do. But also, I just might be really bad at it, so I don't know. I think sliding in the DMs is terrible. I think flirting has to be in person. I guess you can drop an occasional, or like a blushy face emoji. But like, what the hell are you going to do about that? They might think, oh, yeah, he totally meant to type the puke emoji or something like that.
Or he's an actual psychopath.
Yeah, who's dropping the blush emoji? But, if you're sending me the eggplant emoji right away, no, that's not flirting.
I would not say that's flirting either.
No, definitely wouldn't.
I think flirting's definitely, I think it has to be.
That's called being thirsty.
Ooh, tea. I definitely think flirting is a stepping stone, I think. I think flirting is a very brief period. And then flirting, and then you get to talking, and then you become official.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good way. Wait, so then, would you think of yourself as good at flirting?
No. I don't think I'm good at it, but that doesn't mean I definitely consider myself flirtatious.
Our school's currently in a lockdown right now, so we're kind of confused on what's supposed to happen. Apparently, this morning before I came to school, they were doing a test lockdown. We
are in a lockdown situation. I'm gonna go ask home.
Yeah. We're back, guys. Guess what? It was a false alarm. Guess what? I'm kind of annoyed. Guess what? That was stupid. Guess what? Owen's gonna tell us about flirting now.
Why didn't they just tell us beforehand? We're gonna have a...
Literally.
A test, a lockdown... situation announcement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not panic everybody in the freaking building.
Sorry, yeah. That was a lockdown. Not funny. Okay, anyways.
Didn't laugh.
Yeah. Ha.
Wait, oh my gosh. NLIH, not laughing in head.
Yes.
Remember, if you listened to this episode and you got this far, comment LIH in our next Instagram post. Laughing in head, it's the new trend. It's gonna start now.
Shit balls was that?
The microphone just went a little down.
L-I-H. All right, flirting.
Okay, flirting.
Flirting.
How's it going?
Hey there.
Wink, nudge, nudge. So, I think this
eggplant
is...
Eggplant emoji.
Eggs are eggplant here. Emoji, water emoji. Okay, and then the finger point. That's a classic, too. Yeah, I think DMs are stupid. Unless you have already established in person. I think after if you do a little flirting here and there over text is cool. But I don't know. I think flirting for me it's very casual. I think it's almost like we're having a conversation. But I might be a little more coy, I guess? Or smiley? I don't know. I guess I've never seen myself flirt. I just do.
That's a good point. And I have a question. So obviously
What do you look like when you flirt? Do you know?
As I was just thinking about, I'm like,
oh yeah, that's a good question.
What do I even look like?
What does Jesse look like?
Who are you, Steph?
Stephanie knows. Stephanie knows what I look like.
No, I don't.
a joke.
That's
Jesse. What do I look like when I flirt?
That's when you know when you're good. When you're flirting, when there's multiple people around and the other people don't know.
Wouldn't that
flirting.
Just be bad because then you can't tell?
Yeah, because then the person you're flirting with wouldn't know.
But if you're having a conversation with them, you would know.
Actually, wait, yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
Huh?
I agree. Yeah, I agree. Because at camp 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
It was very clear that Alex and I were flirting and then we were talking with other people at the same time.
And if nobody knows, that's when you know you're good at flirting. You're just a natural.
Knew. I don't know.
Didn't counselors, point it out?
No. Yes.
Camp love.
Yeah,
yes,
gonna say.
They did.
Camp
gonna
love.
Say. Yeah, that was really awkward.
Since you're a dude.
I am a dude. That's a fact.
We are females. That is also a fact.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say in relationships is, the biggest difference? Because I feel we were talking about last time when girls were John Calandra. Oh, sorry, the last name. John. I'm not editing this, though, so John. Said, a good quote, girls overthink, girls think guys don't. What is your opinions on that quote?
girls think guys don't?
In terms of relationships.
No, I think there's no thinking. I think it just happens. I think if you have to put thought into making a relationship happen, I don't know if it's real. Because if you're just having... Because if you're just having... If you have to force it...
No, but the thing is, like...
Am I just misinterpreting that quote?
Because what we... At least us, Teodoro. We always look into everything, like we're reading into overthink. Text. Yeah, overthink. Yeah, overthink.
You mean overanalytic? Yeah, I would say girls are very overanalytic. Mm. But I also think that also comes from girls' insecurities. Because girls have a lot more insecurities than guys do.
Coming at us right now.
Just generally
so,
speaking.
So, I guess, what are some signs that... Pardon me. Hello, Mom?
Hey, where's
that? I'm at school recording a podcast right now. Soon.
Okay, well, I'm gonna
can I just call you when I need a ride?
Alright,
bye. Alright, bye. What was I talking about? Oh, right.
Girls think guys don't?
Yeah, so we always overanalyze everything. So what are, I guess, some signs that you have portrayed to let, you know, people, like...
Like, calm the issues? Like...
Like, how people...
Subdue the feelings?
No, how people... Like, what are signs that you say that you... What are some signs that guys do, or you yourself do as well, that show that you like a person?
When you initiate the conversation. I think if a guy texts you first, I think that means he wants to talk to you for some reason. If a guy comes up to you in the hallway, or a guy's waiting next to your locker. I mean, you've seen that happen with me. When girls have just stand by my locker, specifically the one, every day after school.
Yeah, and then open the locker right onto my...
onto your face, but...
Thank you.
Jesse, how'd you feel about that?
I don't care.
Listen, I tried to tell her don't hit Jesse, but...
It's fine.
But I think that's when you know that's the sign. If they're seeking you out, I think that's a big thing.
I have a question that has nothing to do with stuff, but
see,
have you come into like the problem where somebody likes you and you don't like them, and if so, how do you handle that?
Just be honest. I don't think you should not play with them, you should not lie to them, you should not, you know, fuck with them, I guess, like try to be like, oh yeah, like, oh, I think you're cute, but you really don't, you're just trying to like manipulate them.
Mm-hmm.
No, just be honest, just be like, yeah, I think, never say this. If you say, oh, I think you're a great friend, that is the worst line to say. I think you just have to be genuine. You think, oh, I just don't like you this way. I think it's more of a connection. I always say, I don't think I've connected you with you that way yet.
So maybe you are secretly into tarot.
What?
No, I'm just saying, because like this, no, it's just... No,
this joke, failed joke.
No, let me explain. Let me explain.
Cut the podcast.
No.
Can we restart?
Can we restart?
Reel in that question.
Not tarot, but like, you just, the way you said it was very spiritual, like something that a spiritual person would say. You can stop making those expressions now. I apologize for my terrible joking. I will stop now. Genesee,
you're going
you
fishing.
Take over the podcast.
Yes, now we're going to be talking about WTF is up with Genesee. That's going to become the new podcast.
Like, what the fuck is up with Stephanie? Because what the fuck is
up with Oh my gosh. Okay,
what time is it?
Time for lunch.
Damn. Technically, the podcast should be over, like, in 3 minutes.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know. Thanks for letting the listeners know as well.
3 minutes, go.
Well, we can.
We'll do some power short answer questions.
We have
quick fire rapid.
Nope. Yeah, we have quick fire rapid questions.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make up right now.
Oh.
She has one.
Oh. How long does it take to move on?
Depends on the relationship. Depends on you.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Are you attracted to boys, girls? Girls only plus. LGBT plus...
I'm straight.
Okay. That was my grandparent question.
Would you feel uncomfortable if you dated someone who wasn't straight, like threatened?
No. What are physical what are physical traits that you are into?
Hair. I think a girl's hair says a lot about a girl. If it's clean or
washed. It's clean.
like if it's, I don't know, like if they brush it, like you can tell if they brush it or not, or what they do with it. If it's like just the basic style that they're just copying everybody in, like, then I guess they're just a follower and not somebody who's going to make their own path.
What is a personality?
Or their style sense.
Sense of style?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And what would that be?
Mm-hmm. Not black leggings every day. It's a big one. Not black leggings. If you're wearing black leggings every day, this is a shot directly at you. You need to stop and grow some sense of style.
All my leggings have holes in them,
okay.
So I can't wear them.
Well, good thing I'm wearing a dress today. I have the one day this week because I don't own any pants.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're not into me, Owen, because I don't feel that way about you either.
Thank fuck.
I just want to be friends.
I just haven't made that connection with you yet.
Yeah.
I think you're a really good friend, Stephanie.
Yeah, I think you're a really good friend, Owen. My next question, what's a personality trait that you find attractive?
Humor. I think humor is big. Stupid.
Stupid?
If they're, like...
Like, unintelligent or, like, silly?
No, like, goofy, I guess.
Oh, I was like, question mark.
I take back stupid, I apologize. I
didn't mean that. Like, they have to be dumb as fuck. oh, crap.
I was going to make, like, a pew-pew noise, but then I realized we just had a lockdown, so that'd be a very inappropriate joke.
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter
or... peanut butter <jelly. laughs> Peanut butter or almond butter?
I've not had almond butter, so I'm going to go with peanut butter.
Okay. Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Pancakes or waffles?
Neither. Eggs with sausage.
So, thank you, Owen, for joining us on this podcast.
The ending question is waffles or pancakes?
So, thank you, Owen, for joining on this podcast.
Yes.
It was really great talking with you.
Yeah.
Ditto.
If you also liked this style of podcast that we kind of tried out, you should let us know.
Let us know.
With our email, WTFGenZPodcast, you can email us with any questions, concerns, feedback. And our Instagram, WTFGenZ.
Also, after this episode, there'll be a poll on our story saying, do you like this kind of new laid-back style, or do you like kind of more of an edited style, like our previous two episodes for the Halloween special? Let us know in the poll, and watch more episodes by us, because we want to. Any last words, Owen, for the listeners who are listening to your voice and are like, wow, I'm wearing earbuds, and I'm letting this man's voice... creep into my... I'm gonna stop.
Your temporal really lobes.
I'm sorry for what Stephanie has said today.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, so this was Genesee.
And Stephanie.
And Owen.
And we just...
This is Disney Channel.
No! No! This is Genesee and Stephanie. On
it's Disney Channel now.
Gen Z.
It's Disney
WTF
Channel.
Gen
it's
Z.
Disney
up
Channel.
With Gen Z. What the fuck?
We just explored what teen life is like in the digital era. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have to say goodbye now.
I don't want to say goodbye. Deuces.